there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Victoria, says the Lobster Slayer once again. And that evidently deserved a rim shot. And that was, and that one did too. We have a whole drum corps in today's studio.
I spent the entire top of the hour break practicing my timing on that.
Ah.
Say something else that's not funny.
I don't know how to respond to that exactly. But CJ is in the studio to back me up and basically to be my sounding board, to be someone to gloat to.
Greg taught me everything I know about catching lobster.
Yes. And now he's in the studio because he wasn't there to witness this lobster walk last week or catch the shark teeth or, you know, find them, I guess. So you're basically here so I can just rub it in saying, yeah, glad I'm not
here. Wow, that's hard.
It's not that hard. It's just about being in the right place at the right time and getting out there and doing it.
Yeah, I have this pesky thing called a job.
Oh, screw, where's your priorities?
I know.
Come on. You can do this and you can get a job anytime.
We got to go. What about next weekend?
I can't do it.
Yeah, see?
I have to go to the Bahamas.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, and dive with wild dolphins and mermaids.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, the lobster that I harvested last week, you know, we mentioned the Scuba Radio Mermaid Dive blog in the Scuba Radio forum. There's also a picture that Mycroft, one of our listeners, posted of Greg the Lobster Slayer. Did you see this, Bill? Did you see the picture that he put together?
Yeah.
And it shows me with a camera. Basically, it's kind of like a Santa sleigh, but instead of reindeer, there are lobster pulling my sleigh.
I'm not convinced that any of that is actual video. Actual video footage.
What are you saying? That was photoshopped? Get out.
I think there's the outside chance that actual photograph was not taken in real time.
Next thing you're going to say is that picture of me and the forum is not me.
Well, there is
holding
that.
The pitchfork and dressed up as Aquaman.
Yeah, there's. Yeah. It's you, but that's not. It's your face, Greg.
I look good. I'll tell you that.
You look buff.
I look damn good.
Yeah.
But there, right under that, in that thread on the forum at scubaradio.com, there is a picture of me and my harvested lobster tail.
Yes. Which I believe is a real picture.
That is a real picture, and there's some big old lobster right there.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of makes you hungry. You look at it and you're like, where's my tub of butter?
Greg was nice enough to email that to me and rub it in when I couldn't go to that trip.
He texted it to me from the boat.
Yes.
Wow.
Not texted. I guess it was text. I mean, he sent it to me on my phone, from his phone to my phone.
Once
from
again,
the boat.
That is part of the experience, is being able to gloat after you do so well catching lobster or finding shark teeth. Captain Cocktail, Jeff Tarot, he wouldn't know what I'm talking about because he's done that to me many, many times before, and he's on the line right now. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, buddy, what's going on? What does diving come to when we're texting people? Oh, my God. Next thing you'll be texting underwater.
Actually, they already have a device that does that.
Oh, God, help us all.
Yes. The lobster are walking! The lobster are walking!
my space on the third reef.
Why not?
Yeah, we can. Why not, space. I guess? What the heck?
Right. Got to
change with the times, right?
That's it. That's it. Now the lobster were walking right off the coast there in your neck of the woods, Pompano Beach. And we didn't go out on your vessel this last week. We just went right off the beach and lucked out. But I would imagine your folks scored pretty big last weekend, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They walked for almost 2.5 days. And actually, they just left West Palm. They were in West Palm. I was hearing reports yesterday of them still catching them in West Palm Beach. So it was a pretty good walk this year. I don't know. Like we talked about before, I'm not sure what caused it, but whatever it was, it was good.
Yeah, well, Jeff, you have been one of my sources of information on the fabled lobster walk over the years, and you just said that you got reports that they have been moving up the coast to West Palm from Pompano, which is where we got these on Saturday and Sunday last week. However, what are they doing? Are they walking up the coast? Or are they walking from shallow to deeper water? What have you heard in that regard?
You know, in the original part of the walk, it seemed to me like that we had upwelling, which it was colder water, and that may have drove them up into the shallows.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, I don't know, it seemed to me that they were moving north along the beach. So, I've heard a lot of people theorize on it, but I really never heard one that made sense. You know, nobody, I don't think, really knows where they go or why they do it. I'm not so sure they do either.
I've got a theory, though.
Uh-oh.
And it's only because it's coinciding with this time of the year.
Is the rim shot standing by?
It is prepared.
Okay.
Here's my theory, and tell me if this makes more or less sense than most of the theories you hear, Jeff. I think it has to do with football season.
Absolutely.
They huddle.
You know what? Finally a fresh perspective. They're headed for the bowl games.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it is beginning of football season, so maybe. Maybe there is a correlation.
I think it's just a pickup game out in the ocean.
Yeah, and by the way, Jeff, what about this? Now, you know, the theory has been that what I've heard in the past is that after the first storm of the season is when the lobsters have a tendency to walk. Does this happen several times a year, or is it just usually the first one of the season?
Well, from my perspective, what I've seen is it's usually somewhere between the second and last week of August is usually when you're going to see something. Now, whether a storm coincides with that, I don't know. I think this year it had a lot to do with the water temperature and upwelling. As Hurricane Fay, or Tropical Storm Fay, whatever she was when she was here, pushed a lot of water offshore, and then it was replaced by colder water. So that may have had something to do with it in itself, because they're not real fond of real cold water.
Huh. Well, what about the, you know, now the lobster I caught, they were good size, but they weren't like, you know, monster size lobster. And by the way, will you please quit breathing heavy? You're turning me on.
Is that me?
I was figuring it was you. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Is somebody on a treadmill?
I thought maybe Bill was breathing heavy, thinking about all the lobsters. He missed.
Yeah, we may have a conference going on right now. There's someone else on the line getting a little too excited, evidently.
It might be all the talk about lobster and butter.
But no,
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to admit that he probably did catch those lobsters in the pictures. It just, I know it kills me. It kills you, and it kills me both.
Yes, he doesn't like to admit it when I'm right. Trust me. There's been so many opportunities for him to do that, but he just won't do it until he actually, I have to give him photo evidence. And then he's like, oh, yeah.
Photo evidence? I needed affidavits. Have we gotten those affidavits yet?
Oh, they're coming.
And it's not an affidavit if someone from the court did not put their seal on it. If there's not an actual seal, and I want to see some melted wax. I'm not just taking a stamp.
All right. How about melted butter? Will that do?
That'll work, too.
Okay.
Bill, does the term shooting ducks in a barrel ring a bell?
Hey, now, come on.
Indeed.
It isn't that easy.
He says it's not that easy, and then he says, and I caught 14 in 5 minutes. Is there anything that's not easy to do that you can do 14 times in 5 minutes, aside from the obvious, Greg?
14 is an exaggeration since the limit is 6, I'm sure.
Well, there were
other people.
Yes.
There were other people.
There we go. 14 amongst everybody.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Now, tell me something, though. Now, I got four of them that were really nice-sized lobster, but, you know, you have this dream of catching lobster that are like, you know, 8-10 pound lobsters. Have you heard any reports of any massive sized lobsters being caught with this walk or no?
I didn't hear anything about that. I saw one a couple days ago. A guy caught about 3-4 pounds, which is a nice sized lobster, but nothing in the 8-9 pound range. That's a big lobster.
Generally, that's a big old one.
From what my experience has been with those sized lobster, you got to go further north into really murky water, up around the Fort Pierce, and you know north of that. All the way up the coast, anywhere that you can find a hard bottom where they'd be.
Yeah, forget about them though. Those would be terrible. They'd be tough and chewy, and nah, you wouldn't even like them.
Well, you know, Pete from Scuba Board, he went out with us on the Shark Tooth adventure, and we started talking about lobster because I saw told him that we saw the walk, and he claims to have caught a 16-pound lobster off of Cape Canaveral about 5 years ago.
Well, I do know they get big up there. I've seen them big off Jacksonville when I lived up there.
16-pound, though? Oh, my God, that's as big as a person. That's, you know, that's massive.
That would not be a big person.
That is a very big lobster. That is a scary lobster, especially if he bites you.
Well, exactly. That's what he said. He said it wouldn't fit in any bag. He literally had to wrestle it to the surface, and it cut him because, you know, they're spiny lobsters, and he got his arm all cut up and bloodied and everything, but he got it. And it was in the paper and the whole thing, supposedly.
It's certainly not out of the realm of possibilities, especially that far north. And that's what I mean. The farther north you get, they migrate to, that you'll find the bigger ones because obviously they've been there longer.
Yeah, but you know what he said? He said when he ate that lobster, it was the worst lobster he ever had.
So, yeah, I told you.
Yeah, the bigger lobsters are generally tougher and they're more gamey tasting than the smaller lobsters. Now, let's don't all go out and get little lobsters now. This is not shrimp cocktail time.
Yeah, well, 16-pound lobster versus a 1 or 2-pound lobster, it's a totally different ballgame. Got to cook them different, I guess. Who knows?
It's usually about two-thirds, one-third. Two-thirds head, one-third tail on the weight, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. Well, that's still on my list to catch. You know, a monster lobster like that. So, you know.
Is that on the bucket list?
That's on the diver bucket list. Yes.
You and I were talking about that the other day.
Yeah,
you went shark tooth diving, you got your walk in, and now you got to get a 16-pound lobster.
Yeah, no, and Jeff, what does he say? I said, I marked two things off the list this week, and then right after that, it says, instead of congratulations, you know what he says, CJ? He goes, what's wrong, dude? Are you dying?
I was like, what, you got the big casino here, man? What's going on?
What's going on? What's up with that?
Is it a bucket list?
Yeah. Well, hey, it is. It's on my list, and I got a few other things on there I'm going to mark off.
Yeah, fortunately, he's a long way from getting any of these other ones done. He wants to go to Fiji sometime.
Yeah,
that's never going to get marked up.
Already done that.
Oh, he wants to swim with wild dolphins before he dies.
Oh, I'm doing that next week.
I'm starting to get scared, Greg.
Exactly my thoughts.
Hey. Well, at least you guys care, and it kind of touches me in areas that you...
Well, actually, I'm trying to make plans for my Saturdays in October. Maybe I won't have to worry about it.
Well, there you go. Hey, you want to go catch the lobsters walking? Head out with South Florida Diving Headquarters here in Pompano. 1-800-771-DIVE. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
We belong to the sea, to the land you and me. Living in the ocean so blue. We belong to the sea, of the wild we are free. A minute everlasting.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and his son Ryan in the studio with me today. Ryan, you having fun so far? You've heard all about the lobster. You've heard all about the shark teeth that we found off of Venice Beach. It's pretty exciting stuff, too, huh?
Yeah.
And you heard us talking to Mermaid Nikki?
Yeah.
Who you met last time you were in the studio, I believe, right?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, we took pictures with her. She was actually touching me, so I need a cootie shot.
Well, yeah. You aren't the only one.
come on.
What? Huh?
That's not right.
Oh, I apologize. We didn't need shots. We had an ointment.
He was kind of enamored with her at the time.
An unguent, exactly.
You've gotten over that, though? You've grown You've grown past that phase?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you move on to from mermaids? What's next?
Killer sharks.
It's killer shark. He's ready to take
Actually,
on a killer
aliens.
Shark.
Aliens.
Or aliens, why
aliens
not?
Now, yeah.
So now you're into Sigourney Weaver? It's a little creepy, I'll be honest.
What's Sigourney Weaver?
Your father will explain it later.
Ryan's a future diver.
Definitely.
He wants to scuba dive. He's already been snorkeling.
I can see that crazy-eyed look on your face.
I swim with a little hammerhead in very shallow water.
Really?
We need shallower water to swim in because that water was way too, shallow. It's like
CJ, have you ever gotten to swim with a hammerhead?
No.
Oh.
I swim with a little hammerhead.
Na-na-na-na-na-na. Ryan, how are you going to get home? You like walking in the rain?
Hitchhike, right, Ryan? You can always hitchhike. Oh, wow. See, this is tomorrow. This is the future of this
remember
country.
You wanted me to take you to that movie tomorrow?
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen.
Star Wars, Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? That one? Whoa, sweet.
Watch your P's and Q's, boy.
Well, look, you know,
pineapple.
There's always new stuff coming out on the market equipment-wise for divers, and maybe this will be something Ryan will want to choose when he does get certified. He has a few more years to go. You're 7 now, right?
Yes.
So really, actually, in another year, you could get a junior certification as early as 8 years old.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
You could. Most people wait till 10. But it's available. But Oceanic has just come out with a new mask, which is kind of a flashback to divers of yesteryear. They're calling it the Pioneer, and it's
don't tell me has a coonskin cap attached.
Nope,
no
different type.
Is it the one big instead of being two eye compartments? It's just one gigantic eye compartment.
No,
a cycloptic
no
colleague
no. But it does have a metal frame, like the old metal round scuba masks.
Okay.
So it'd be good in a thunderstorm when you surface, like we did.
Exactly. It'd be like you pop up out of the water in a thunderstorm. You're a human lightning rod. No doubt. No, actually, I think it's like titanium or something, so hopefully it doesn't conduct electricity as much as...
Doesn't what?
I don't know.
Conduct?
Yeah. But anyway, they have this new mask called the Pioneer. And they were nice enough to send me one to try out. We're going to take it over to the Bahamas next week. And I have put it on. It's quite stylish. It's very cool. It kind of, like I said, it has a kind of like an old school type of mask look to it. But it has all the new features, modern features, and it fits perfectly. And, I got the titanium frame. And what's kind of neat about it, too, is that they're making them in a limited edition run. So they actually have, engraved numbers on the mask frame. So it kind of gives it a little bit of a collector's item type of feel to it, you know? So about $130 for a mask, fairly typical for an upscale styled mask. But you can check that out at your local Oceanic dive dealer. What do you think? Take a look at that, CJ. You'd wear that, wouldn't you? They got blue, yellow, and titanium. Of course,
I like
got
it.
Titanium.
I like it.
It's light and hard. So, titanium. What? No, it is. It's like the hardest metal on the planet.
I'm sure it is.
It's very light.
Yes.
Our watches are made out of titanium.
Absolutely.
See, Bill? There.
Yes.
So why not have a matching mask made out of titanium? Wouldn't you think that'd make sense?
I think it makes perfect sense. That's not what I was laughing about at all.
I don't know what else you'd be laughing at, actually.
Your choice of words in describing this
get out.
Titanium.
That doesn't... Me? No. I choose the perfect words every time. But yeah, we're going to take him to the Bahamas on a scuba radio scuba cruise with wild dolphins. We'll tell you about that next.
Wow, that's hard.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear. All right, so here's the deal. Next weekend, we're actually going to be running a taped show that we will probably record during the middle of the week. It'll be a lot about Mermaid Abby and Mermaid Nikki's dive instructor experience that they've been doing over at 40 Fathom Grotto. And we'll have a full report on their progress. Once again, you can check up on them at the Scuba Radio Forum at scubaradio.com as they have a little blog up there.
Pretty funny. I just checked it out.
Did you? Yeah. It's good stuff. But it gives you a little glimpse into what it takes to become a dive instructor, at least from their Scuba Radio Mermaid experience.
Definitely their personalities come through in the writing.
Yes.
It's pretty funny.
They're a little whacked, as you can imagine. But it's good stuff, so you can check that out, and we'll have a full report for you next week. And then the week after that, so 2 weeks from today, we will be conducting Scuba Radio from the decks of the Caribbean Explorer One liveaboard, thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures, as we spend a week out on the water cruising for wild dolphins off the coast of Freeport, Bahamas. We're going to be on the northern end of the Bahamas chain cruising for wild dolphins, and we're going to have Mermaid Nikki and Denise in the water with them in Mermaid Tales with the wild dolphins. This will be a first. We'll have it on video. We'll do pictures. And, of course, we'll cover this whole thing on that broadcast and share with you what it's like to experience such an event.
I have a dumb question.
Get out.
Now, how do you attract the dolphins? It's not like a shark dive where you can chum the water and they'll be attracted to the food. Or is it? I mean, you don't chum for dolphins, right?
No, we just, there's
just
certain
hope for
areas.
The best?
No, there's certain areas they cruise through, and the guy we have on board, Glenn Flipsy, is a wild dolphin expert. He's familiar
with
their...
Wait a minute. He's a dolphin expert, and his name is Flipsy?
Well, hey, you know, I mean, it's coincidence? I think not. Well, you'll have to listen and find out.
Or is that your little pet name for him?
No.
Flipsy is going to help us.
Here's something you should practice doing.
Yeah.
When you're cruising for dolphins, don't say you're cruising for dolphins. Just say you have a wide stance.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
All right, this is the official show for fish heads coast to coast, if not the world. If you listen through scubaradio.com or subscribe to the iTunes podcast, we welcome you with open arms. And evidently, we're cruising for wild dolphins, and if we take a wide stance, that will help
encourage more interaction with these wild dolphins that we plan to dive with here in the next week or so.
You'll find the ones that are interested in you if you have a wide stance. I think that's important.
If you say so. I'm not sure.
At least
what
that's how you testify later.
Okay. Yes. Good. Come up with your excuses before you board.
Wide stance.
Yeah. We may need to actually start making a list just so we have our plan in place.
Yeah. You're going.
The plan.
You're going with Denise,
Mermaid Abby. Or I mean, Mermaid Nikki and Mermaid Denise.
Well, you know what?
Coming on.
At certain times. Nikki does have a laugh a bit like a dolphin chatter.
Good point. Yes. That was right on, actually. So, I don't know if you know this, CJ, but evidently dolphin are the most amorous marine mammal in the ocean. Have you heard this?
Yeah, I heard something about that, but I thought it was just another one of your BS stories.
No, this is the God's honest truth.
I have heard that dolphin are the only animal, the only non-primates that have sex for recreation.
God bless them. So, anyway, yeah.
And it's not a solo action. They get together in groups.
Well, don't we all?
Dolphin orgies.
Yeah, evidently, that's what they do. And, I've heard about this in the past. I've actually seen, dolphins get a little, amorous and some of those, you know, swimming with the dolphin, theater, you know, amusement park type places.
Maybe that'll be on the podcast.
Yeah, the one that's, for adults only.
No rim shot for that.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing? Not even, no. Oh! At least a bell. Okay.
Toast is done.
Nice. But yeah, that's evidently the case. So, you know, when I told our wild dolphin expert who's going to be on the boat next week that we're bringing the mermaids on, he thought it was, he's really looking forward to this because this literally will be a very interesting experiment, to find out how the wild dolphins react to seeing, two mermaids or two girls dressed up as mermaids. Swimming amongst them. Will they be interested in this? Will it spook them? Will it, will they become, like, hey, let's accept these into the pod and initiate them accordingly? I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see how the Scuba Radio mermaids interact with the wild dolphins. Now, when we did this, our little informal experiment with great white sharks in, Guadalupe, we put the mermaids in the water in the shark cage. When there were 3 to 4, even up to 6 great white sharks swimming around the cage and in the boat.
And were the sharks like, sweet tuna?
You would think, you know, that was the nerve, you know, that little voice in the back of my head was going, Greg, somebody could get eaten here. This may not be the best thing to do. And I'm like,
litigation.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And then he's thinking, but if it happens, I've got to make sure the camera's rolling.
Exactly. I'm thinking if I get it on film, I'll be... You know, I'll give them a small percentage, but I'll still be able to keep the millions from the footage that we sell to Entertainment Tonight. So anyway, okay, Discovery Channel. Thank you.
I'm Billy Bush. Tonight, Scuba Radio Tragedy. Why am I yelling?
Okay.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, Blue Hole, Walls, Big Fish, and Sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
How long could you stay like that?
I don't know.
Sandy's a girl?
By the way, we're talking a little bit about the Scuba Radio Mermaids and our trip on the Wild Dolphin Liverboard boat in the Bahamas next week. There's a new video up there at scubaradio.com from one of our last trips with Explorer Ventures where Mermaid Abby had an experience with a grouper, or I should say Oscar the Groper. You have to look at the video and see for yourself and see what I'm talking about. Right there on the front page at scubaradio.com. Cliff has dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. How are you doing, Cliff?
I'm good.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm just calling with a story when I was an intern in Miami of going on a double date and going swimming with the dolphins and how the male dolphins paid attention only to the female humans and kept left us alone and how they were very interested in the female humans more than the female dolphins.
Interesting. You know, I've heard that, and like I said, I have seen them get a little amorous with some swimmers in the water, and I've heard that they can, there's theories that they can sense if a woman is pregnant, that they've actually can hone in on that factor even before she knows she's pregnant.
Can they tell if a woman's easy? I think that's really a more important skill.
Well, that
if you're a dolphin or a porpoise.
That may be an experiment we conduct on our liveaboard next week, and you'll have to listen. And for yourself, find out. So what do you think, Cliff? What's your theory? If you've seen this in person, you hear what we're planning to do with our Scuba Radio Mermaids. We've done it with great whites, and it scared the great whites away when we put the Scuba Radio Mermaids in the water, as it scares away most people when we put them in public.
I can tell you that when I was an intern in Miami, we went on a double date down south to go swimming with the dolphins. And,
a double date with who? Explain that, Cliff. What do you mean double date?
Him and a possum.
No, two very attractive human females. They were twins.
Oh.
And they would not date at all unless they went together. So I called a friend. We went down, and we went swimming with the dolphins. And the instructor said to us, just be very playful. Dive, swim, and the dolphins will come to you. So me and the other male, we're diving and swimming and doing everything we could, and we got no attention. The female dolphins swam around the perimeter while the two male dolphins were fully amorous and aroused and were trying to take the tops off the bathing suits of our two twin girls.
No way. Was this like was this one of those swim with the dolphin experiences, like an aquarium?
It was a closed-in area.
Okay, that sounds like a trainer who's trained those dolphins properly to me.
The joke was, this is a true story, that the dolphins did better than I did.
Yeah, they got at least second base, it sounds like. Interesting.
I got nothing, and the dolphins did very well for themselves.
Okay, all right. Well, you got it on video. Got pictures of this, I hope, didn't you?
No, this was 20 years ago, so okay. I couldn't believe what happened. And just a true story about how this happened and how we were completely ignored by the females, and that's been my whole life ever since.
Okay. Them damn dolphins, they always get...
dolphins and the singers in the band. Those are the greatest successes.
Well, we'll see what we can do in the Bahamas, and I can assure you we're going to shoot video, and it'll be going nonstop. So if any such action takes place,
you can bet we will have it up at scubaradio.com.
This is what really irritates me about women. They always say they want you to be funny, but what do they want? They want you to be able to play an instrument or have a big blowhole. That's really what they're looking for.
Is that what they say? Kevin is on the line. Kevin is going to join us on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise on September 6th. How you doing, Kevin? You excited or what?
I'm doing great, and I certainly am looking forward to that wild mermaid adventure. I mean, wild dolphin adventure.
Yeah, well, it's one and the same. We are diving with wild dolphins and mermaids. Yeah, it could be a very interesting combination. What do you think about this, Kevin? I think this is scientific research we're going to conduct in the Bahamas when we throw our Scuba Radio mermaids in the water with these wild dolphins. I really don't know what to expect, but I have a feeling, knowing what he just said and knowing what I've heard in the past as far as, like, when you dive with wild dolphins, the idea is to look interesting underwater. They tell you to snorkel out there and swim below the surface and twirl around as much as you can. Try to look interesting to the dolphins, and they will come to you and check you out, like, what the hell's the matter with you?
So what are you planning on doing?
He's filming the whole thing.
Yeah, he's actually been working shadow puppets for the last 45 minutes just to practice.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Well, I was getting nervous.
Scientific research, and I'll volunteer myself as a subject.
Here's my real question, though, because, you know, I got some scientific training. What are you using as a control? You're taking Denise and Nikki and trying to see if dolphins can you know, find easy women. What are you taking as a control?
Well, are you shaking me off here?
I'm not supposed to say that?
No, there's actually, I kind of figure there's three outcomes here.
Yes.
One is the dolphins will be spooked by the mermaids, just like the great whites were in Guadalupe. Two is they'll be interested and they'll come up and rub up against them or interact with them in some way. Or third, they'll come up and try to eat them, like they'll think they're some kind of...
Well, there is that.
All three of those could be interesting. The second two would be better for video, I guess.
Do you have any nuns that look good in a bikini that you can take with you as a control? You know, just a female to put in the water.
A nun or a feminine-looking male?
Well, you are going to be there. Yeah, but you won't wear a two-piece, and that's really what I've been begging you to do for years.
Oh, you bastard.
The way I look at it, either way, we're guaranteed to see something with a fluke.
Okay, that's enough of you. I don't know what to think about that, and I don't want to even think about that.
Bottlenose dolphins and bottle-holding mermaids.
Something like that. That definitely is likely to happen. I have no question.
Everybody's got a blowhole.
But once again, that broadcast from the boat, and we will cover this wall-to-wall for you, will be 2 weeks from today. Do not miss it. It'll be great stuff. And what, Bill, what are you looking for, a rim shot or just a reaction?
Anything.
I just have to overlook some comments every once in a while.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Give it to him. So it's good stuff.
Practice that expression for this week.
Which expression? What do you mean?
Befuddled, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Give it to him.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be good stuff.
So is that a week-long deal?
That is a week-long live aboard with Explore Ventures. You can go to exploreventures.com and check them out on the web and see the CX-1, the Caribbean Explorer 1. Book it for a future trip. They got a few more trips or a few more weeks after our adventure with the wild dolphins. Have a few spots left if you want to jump on board last minute. This is the best time of year to go diving in the Caribbean, assuming there isn't a storm lurking in the distance there. But we're in pretty good shape right now.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
going to finish off today's broadcast here. Labor Day weekend, and we are celebrating accordingly here at the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
By hold on.
What?
We're celebrating Labor Day accordingly. So what are we doing? Are we celebrating the advances of organized labor over time?
No, we're giving labor. We're experience women experiencing labor pains.
Sympathy pains. Kind of thing. Is that what it is? No.
We just all look like we're pregnant. We're not. That's not really working right.
I spent a lot of labor on the Scuba Radio merchandise page this week, actually lowering prices on several key items on the Scuba Radio merchandise page. And this weekend only, we have a special code you can put in, save 15, and save 15% off your order.
So things are cheaper, plus you can save 15%.
Exactly, and any orders over $15, it's free shipping. So no tax, free shipping, 15% off. You can't beat it for Labor Day weekend only.
Go deeper, down where it's cheaper.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Yeah, we lowered the price on Scuba Radio hats, Scuba Radio dive watches. We basically got some stuff we're blowing out, and we're going to be bringing on some new items into the merchandise stuff. So it's time to clean out the Scuba Radio merchandise closet, and you can save accordingly this weekend only by using that code SAVE15. Just put it in there in a little coupon code, voucher code there when at checkout. You'll save 15% off, $15 and over. You get free shipping. Plus, like I said, several items on the page, including DVDs for as low as $3.99. Are on there and ready for your purchase.
I'm going to have to get there.
Beat the Reaper down where it's cheaper.
Beat the Reaper?
What the heck? This is back to the bucket list.
Exactly. What's that all about?
She's a keeper. She got it cheaper.
Oh, boy. All right. So, take advantage of that. Our little gift to you for Labor Day weekend. Once again, next week we got a little tape show. We got a bunch of interviews planned, and we'll update you on the Scuba Radio Mermaid Dive Instructor Quest for Abby and Nikki. And 2 weeks from today, live from the Caribbean Explorer One Liveaboard with our friends from Explorer Ventures, Wild Dolphins and Mermaids. You will not want to miss it. All right, that's all. 2 weeks from today. Stick around or stay close, stay locked in, don't miss it. And remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
You almost forgot what you were remembering.
CJ?
Good day, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.